So at the same time, Donald Trump's lawyers are filing paperwork in New York with the appellate division saying that Donald Trump does not have the cash to post a bond, nor does he have the means to secure a surety bond to be posted on his behalf. Donald Trump's on his social media platform saying that he's so rich and that he's got so much cash, in fact, that he wants to self-fund his entire campaign and he can do anything he wants with all of this cash that he says that work, talent, and luck provided him. And of course, this is like a double con right here. On the one hand, Donald Trump wants to lie to his supporters and to make it sound like he's much wealthier than he is, as the court documents make it clear that he does not have the cash to even post a bond on his own or to even secure a surety bond on his behalf. And what he's also trying to do here, what he is doing, is conning the Republican Party as well, because he is now involved in kind of converting the RNC into his own piggy bank, as well as Lara Trump, his daughter-in-law, who now runs the RNC, previously said before she was elected to run the RNC, she's going to divert all of the RNC funds to Donald Trump. And of course, not only did she not rule out diverting funds for Donald Trump's legal bills, not even his campaign, she said that that's what she thinks is a top priority for Republican voters. It's her, one of the, basically what Lara Trump said directly, and she's doing it. It shouldn't shock us that she's doing it. That's, of course, what Donald Trump was going to do. And now part of the joint fundraising efforts between the RNC and Trump is having these events that would allow Trump's political action committee, Save America, whatever he calls it, that pays his legal fees to have access to this RNC cash. So Trump's running a double con right now. But here's the post that he makes. He goes, "Through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intended to use in my campaign for president. The often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it away from me, and that's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which, coupled with his crazy interest demand, is approximately $454 million. I did nothing wrong, except win an election in 2016 that I wasn't expected to win, did even better in 2020, and now lead by a lot in 2024. This is communism in America. Of course, it's all caps. It's all the ranting and ravings of a lunatic. It's all lies, by the way, and he has to claim that he won in 2020 because he is a deranged, malignant, narcissistic lunatic who keeps saying that over and over again, spreading the big lie. By the way, he inherited this money from his father and managed to basically bankrupt almost everything that he has touched. And also, as you see right there, also saying he's got the cash, he says. Okay, well, your lawyers just went to the appellate division and said, you don't have the cash. And then he throws in, I'm going to use this money for my campaign. No, you weren't. You didn't in 2016. You didn't in 2020. You're not going to do it in 2024. You are going to grift off of Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia and drain their Social Security and take their money the same way you've screwed over hardworking people's lives your entire life. Trump's one talent is being the biggest con artist that there is, and basically undermining and screwing over hardworking people. That's just what he's done his entire life. Donald Trump continues to make these posts using, you know, all capital letters. And I mean, he's probably posted now 50 or 60 more of these things. I'm not going to show you all of them. I just want to show you examples of what he's doing so you can be like, okay, this is what Trump is spending his time doing. And then let's compare him to what President Biden is doing. Donald Trump goes, Arthur Engoron is a rogue judge who was intimidated by the big, nasty, and ugly mouth of Letitia James, considered by many to be the worst, and he puts that in caps, attorney general in the U.S. She is a low IQ individual who campaigned for governor using my name and got trounced. She and her, and he puts this in caps, puppet Engoron, who valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million when it is worth 50 to 100 times that amount, have destroyed all business prospects for New York State. No, New York State is doing just fine. New York City's doing just fine. You didn't build the Manhattan skyline. You've got one building. You have a ground lease in another. Your daddy gave you your money. You failed in everything you tried to do on your own. You bankrupted casinos in Atlantic City. You've bankrupted almost a dozen companies. You've failed in all of these businesses that you've attached your name to and you've licensed your name to. And if you're saying that it's worth 100 times, Mar-a-Lago is... an $18 million valuation, which, by the way, the judge didn't come up with the valuation. The judge was using your numbers. The judge was using the numbers that you and the Trump Organization gave to appraisers so you can pay less property tax. You wanted to pay property tax on $18 million, not on $1.8 billion. And by the way, there's video of you bragging about the fight that you had with West Palm Beach and how you wanted to classify it as a club to pay less taxes. Here, this is a video of Trump saying that. Let's play the clip.
Such an honor to have you all at Mar-a-Lago. You know, we started Mar-a-Lago... I bought it in 1986, and I used it as a house for a little while. It was just too big. I'd have Don, who's right over here, my son, and would be looking all over for him. You couldn't find him. There were too many rooms. And I said, this is too big to have as a house. And we had a little dispute with Palm Beach for a few years, but we got it converted to a club. And we have a fantastic relationship with the community in Palm Beach.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in one, just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas, TrymiracleMEIDAS. So you are not paying taxes on a $1.8 billion property. Mar-a-Lago is not valued at $1.8 billion. And if it was, then banks would love to work with you on a refinance and on a refi, and then you would have a lot of equity that you can take out of it. But you don't. All of your properties are heavily leveraged. Mar-a-Lago is a club. It's not zoned as a residential property. It is a club where you accept memberships to basically grift off of them and fund your lifestyle. That's the reality. Trump's other post, election interference, exclamation points. Another post, corrupt radical left judge, blah, blah, blah. Another post, no trial, no jury, no crime, no victim, only a crooked judge and a corrupt Trump-hating attorney general who takes her orders directly from the White House. All in caps. I mean, again, if someone behaved like this at an organization that y'all work for, whether it was a big company, a medium-sized company, small company, a nonprofit, of somebody in a social club that you were a member of, people you play cards with, or people who maybe a fantasy football league or whatever that you were, and someone behaved like this and just talked to this, you'd be like, yo, this person has a real serious problem. Yet Republicans want to give this person the nuclear codes. More stuff. The New York AG used the statute to go after me that's never been used before. Yeah, I mean, yes, it has. Yes, it has. In fact, it's been upheld by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in the case against that Shrekelly, the pharma bro, in a case very recently. It was upheld, the exact remedy being sought here. Also, at the same time that Donald Trump is bragging about all this cash he has, while his lawyers are telling the courts that he doesn't have the cash, Trump also wanted to brag that he is constructing a $15 million office complex in Jupiter, Florida, and he's going to be moving the Trump headquarters from New York to Florida. I'm sure, by the way, the Financial Monitor, retired federal judge Barbara Jones, is going to be very interested in that transaction. And you know, we flagged here on the Midas Touch Network, and don't worry, because Justice Engoron and New York Attorney General Letitia James and retired federal judge Barbara Jones are all very much aware of this. Trump tried to sneak and change his addresses from New York addresses to Florida as a way to try to block collection efforts in New York, but that ain't going to happen. New York Attorney General Letitia James had already filed essentially liens on the property in the Westchester Trump Golf Course on 7 acres, and she'll be able to seize those properties relatively easily. Let's compare, if we can, though, what I just shared with you with what President Biden is posting. Here's what President Biden posts, because I think as President Biden says, don't compare me to the almighty, compare me to the alternative. President Biden posts, 100% of Republican leadership support a budget that endorses a national abortion ban. I will stop them. And President Biden posts, my budget represents a different future, a future where we restore the right to choose and protect other freedoms, not take them away. President Biden writes, budgets are statements of values. The budget House Republicans put forward cut Social Security and Medicare. I believe we should protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare so working people who built this country can retire with dignity. President Biden writes, under my administration, we've approved $144 billion in student debt cancellation for nearly 4 million Americans through various actions. I won't back down from using every tool at my disposal to deliver more relief. President Biden writes, for homeowners looking for a new place but worried about giving up their lower mortgage rate, I'm proposing a $10,000 tax credit if they sell their starter home. That means more folks can get into houses that suit their needs, unlocking affordable homes for first-time buyers. President Biden writes, in its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court majority wrote, women are not without electoral or political power, no kidding. Clearly, those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women, but they found out. And President Biden writes, when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, the American people spoke in 2022 and 2023, and we will speak out again. So you've got that. And by the way, I want to share with you this video right here. The Lincoln Project did an incredible job on this. Hat tip with them. You've been seeing a lot of these clips we've been playing here on the Midas Touch Network. They put a lot of them together right here. These are Republican voters who say they will never vote for Donald Trump because of how extreme he is and what a threat he is to our democracy. Play this clip.
What made you switch from Trump to Nikki Haley?
The man is a lunatic.
Anything but Trump.
That was your priority.
That's my priority.
Is that the biggest reason you supported Nikki Haley?
Yeah, I'd say.
Donald Trump should not be leading the Republican Party.
It's important to me to keep Trump out of office again.
Republican,
I am.
What do you do when that is end? If he is the nominee and he and Joe Biden, what do you do?
I vote for Joe Biden.
I think Donald Trump is a threat to the well-being of our country.
He lies, he cheats, he's bankrupted millions of businesses and people, and I don't see anything good about him.
Someone who has been found guilty of sexual assault should not be leading our country.
I voted for him in 2016. I am a registered Republican, and I regretted that vote almost immediately.
She drops out. Would you be disappointed if she endorsed Trump?
I don't really think she will.
I think she'll just keep.
I'll vote Democrat. That's all there is to it.
And finally, here's my friend, former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. You ever think I'd be saying that? But look, he's a conservative. We disagree on almost everything, but when it comes to our democracy, we don't. And when it comes to, you know, our criticisms of Donald Trump, we find commonality there. So here is former Governor Asa Hutchinson just briefly talking about Trump being unable to, or Trump basically taking this money from the RNC. Play this clip.
This is why the RNC is short on cash, is because people see it siphoned off to help Donald Trump in his legal fees.
Well, there you have it, folks. We'll keep you updated as we learn more on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your awesome support. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.